Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's start in Dallas. Because
yesterday,
we talked about Micah Parsons wanted to be the highest non-quarterback player in the NFL. Well, according to Jerry Jones and Clarence Hill, who covers the Dallas Cowboys down there, they have a deal in place. Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons, according to the reports, came to an agreement at the combine. Well, that was a month ago. Jerry Jones has not called the agent. He has not talked to the agent of Micah Parsons. And even today, he went as far to not even mention his name. He says, yeah, we have an agreement in place. The agent is not a concern here. I don't know his name. Well, that's one of the best agents in the NFL is David Mulugata. And Micah Parsons then responds on Twitter and says, David is the best, and I will not be doing any deal without him. There is no one I trust more when it comes to negotiating contracts. There will be no back doors in this contract negotiation. Jerry Jones, what does this man think he's doing? Going behind the back of the agent and saying, I don't need him. We have a deal. That's it. What?
I'll let Rico go first, because I think once I say what I'm going to say, there's no getting this segment back on the rails.
No, David, this is just the arrogance of Jerry Jones. Everybody wants to be a cowboy, so let's just... me and you have a beer and hash this thing out, and that's not how it's going to work. And the fact that you're insulting the agent really is not going to help out in negotiations. The fact that you haven't called the agent after you supposedly had a deal in place, this thing is not going to end well. But for Jerry, Jera thinks it will.
All right, I'm taking a different approach. 83-year-old people shouldn't run billion-dollar corporations. I'm sorry, but it's just it's beyond the pale. I mean, the fact that Jerry Jones is an absentee owner in so many ways, yet does a radio interview. They haven't paid a free agent that is on the open market more than $6 million a year since 2017. And now, look, you have Micah Parsons. I'd rather Dallas say, look, we're rebuilding, trade him three first-round picks. Guy's going to be 83 here in a month or two. Like, well, I'm sorry. He's losing his mind.
No, he's not only that, Mike, he doesn't have anybody around him who will just say, no, Jerry, that's not how we do things anymore. Jerry's still stuck in the early 2000s. Like, yeah, you know, when's Emmitt Smith coming back? He's in the Hall of Fame, Jerry. He doesn't play anymore.
Here's the other thing. Jerry Jones, you're approaching 30 years without a Super Bowl. All right? You're bad. The only difference between you and Woody Johnson is you don't wear a stupid hat that doesn't fit your head. The Jets are the Cowboys. The Cowboys are the Jets. Losers. Sorry.
So, Mike, I didn't get a chance to do this. Couldn't do it yesterday because my voice was worse than it was today, but
what?
I want to congratulate you on your new quarterback.
Oh, thank you.
Russell Wilson is your new quarterback.
I thought you meant Jameis Winston.
No, he did sign his
things
contract
are going
yesterday,
great.
Had his press conference.
We strong. We all strong.
But that is not the most important thing I want to discuss with you regarding the Giants.
Oh, okay. There's more?
It is play calling. Brian Daboll was calling plays since 2013, took it away from Mike Kafka. And the reports say, not sure if he's going to, you know, do that again or not. Quote, play calling, we'll make that decision as we go into the preseason. Well, the offense wasn't the greatest when he was play calling. So what indeed happens there in New York?
I don't know. It's
because he's on his last leg. So
this is the equivalent of someone just putting dog poop in a plastic bag on your porch and lighting it on fire. I don't know. Nothing makes sense. This is why you can't bring back coaches that are on an ultimatum. You can't have desperation set in. And it's why I'm thankful I work in Detroit and I can just watch the Lions. I am the worst son on the planet that I paid for Sunday ticket for my father to watch this train wreck. I would have been better off showing up, ringing the doorbell, and punching him in the face. I have no words.
Ding dong. Hi, Dad.
Bang. I just take one of the chairs in his garage right to the head. I got nothing. David, I can't answer it. I can't be emotionally involved in it.
Michael, what did I do?
I'm sorry. Dayball.
Trust me, you'll thank me later.
So, there's a lot of rule changes that happen in the NFL. We'll talk about them. But before I do that, let me play the hits. There's going to be a Christmas triple header this year, guys. The NFL will have two games on Netflix, and then the final game will be on Amazon because it is a Thursday for Christmas this year.
Okay, so just so we're clear, Christmas, and you're putting three games on streaming platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because everybody has Netflix and Amazon, right?
Correct.
And nobody wants to watch football. It's Christmas. I want to be with my family.
See, you like your family. Well, then again, you just put your dad in a coma, so I don't know.
No, I didn't. The Giants did. And it wasn't real. I was just suggesting I would have caused them less pain than buying them Sunday ticket. You know what? To hell with you. Get a snack.
Two more hits before we get to the rule changes. The NFL has new international locations. They are looking to play games in Dubai or Abu Dhabi in the near future.
Who's asking for this?
No one.
They're trying. Same people for the Christmas Day games, Mike. If you're the NFL, you just keep pushing the envelope and seeing how far you can go and see what works.
Why? It doesn't benefit me. The Lions won't spend any of the damn money.
Well, because they're saving it all. Just wait. In 3 years, they're going to be fiscally responsible and be able to pay all of their people for the first time ever.
No, it's going to happen. It's going to happen the week of the draft. This will be just like last year. They're going to be like, you get a car, you get a car. And it's fine, but none of it's necessary right now.
J-Mo, come to the office. Bring Brian Branch with you and whoever else is out there.
One more hit, guys.
God help me.
Yeah.
Owners meetings this week, they're reporting that the NFL, Roger Goodell, and the NFLPA have already started discussions on the 18-game schedule, which will have week one start Labor Day weekend, and then the Super Bowl will be played the Sunday before President's Day.
Okay. It's like the worst-kept secret.
Oh,
I think we all knew it was going to go 18 games. And, David, let's be real. It's going to go to 20. It's not going to stop at 18. It's going to go to 20. The only good thing about this.
Whoa, that's not the drop it's labeled to be. Sorry.
I found that out when you were gone.
Why are people touching this? None of the other shows even use audio. I apologize to Rico Lamar Beard.
What will happen? The only good thing about this is for some, you'll get the Monday off so you can stay up and watch the Super Bowl and not have to worry about getting up and going to work because it'll be President's Day that Monday. So that's the only positive thing about this, Mike. But other than that, I'm sure the athletes don't care about it, but it's for money. And be ready, David, because it's going to lead up to March Madness at one point.
Okay, go to hell.
You're probably
second of
right
all,
about that.
Listen, here's the other
Mike's
problem.
I'm just afraid of the truth.
No, the truth sucks. And I identify that you're right, and it sucks.
All right.
But the bottom line is, if you don't enhance or increase the roster size, if you don't add a second bye week, you're going to be watching garbage.
Well, I'm assuming there's going to be another bye week.
We don't make assumptions here. It makes an ass out of you and me.
Well, I will give you that update. Yes, in the report, there will be an extra bye week.
Not an assumption. Now a fact.
All right.
A bottom line is you better increase the rosters to at least 70 players.
I've never understood why I stopped at 53 and not 60.
Because they don't want to pay. The greed is out of control, and I'm sorry, I have no appetite to watch football from Labor Day through essentially March 1st.
Correct.
Well, no. If your team is good, Lions fans would have lined up to watch this entire 18-week season.
Really?
It
would have been over in week 19.
It doesn't matter, but you didn't know that. Now, if your team is out of it, it's like, man, how long is this season left? We've been out of it since October.
They are going to ruin.
And we still have 3 more months to go.
They're ruining the best regular season of all. They're doing exactly what college football did. They're going to demean the meaning of each Sunday. Those games mean so much. They'll add so
one extra
many games.
Game will, I don't think one extra game is going to hurt it, is it?
MF, you were out here telling me it was about to be a 20-game schedule. Oh, now, which is it?
It will. It will. Come on. You think it will stop at 18?
Well, without seismic changes to the roster size, the bye week configuration, and yeah, candidly, Rico, we can't be playing football in the spring. It won't work.
No. Mike, you're correct, but in the NFL's eyes, who's going to stop us? They feel like we're the only sport. We can go year-round, and you're going to love this.
I know. And it's just like what baseball thought when they had the strike in 94. Who's going to stop us? We're America's game.
Correct.
They're going to put it over a cliff, man.
They are, but they're going to go from 18 to 19.
Oh, my God, he's doing it again.
And then let me quickly give
you some of the
19? Rules that were added. They expanded replay assist. They will have now the Skyhawk in the sky that will give you the first down.
That's
calls.
What Rico used to fly at Fox 2.
That was Sky Fox.
Close enough.
David, I love this rule.
Yeah.
Because it says basically, hey, if they can go back here, if the flag is thrown, they can go back and say that wasn't a face mask, that wasn't roughing the passer, that wasn't horse collar, that was, it's a lot, it basically, it's what happened, I think, when the Chiefs played the Texans?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, it's that rule right there. Oh, you guys hit each other, but we thought you hit Mahomes. You can go back and say, oh, sorry, not a penalty.
And the one that-
Let's go up to Rico and the Fox Trapper. Rico, what'd you see on the play?
It'd be Sky Fox.
What is the difference?
I saw aliens on the freeway. Move up to the left.
Okay. It's move to the right for my cruise.
Okay.
That isn't football today.
No, David, finish.
The most important rule that was accepted was the NFL would now allow both teams to possess the ball in overtime.
Oh, good. Now everybody can stop crying. See, I'm fine with it. It's just it's not necessary. If you don't want to lose a game in overtime without having the football, don't give up a touchdown on the opening possession or score yourself. Like, I just, God, why is everything a participation trophy? Why can't overtime just be sudden death? Oh, I didn't get the ball. Well, you could have played defense.
Yeah, but I mean, if you flip the coin, you have a certain quarterback, you know you're not going to get the benefit of the calls. You're not, and you're going to end up losing.
And that's why we got you in the Fox Chopper.
Please move over to the right.
That is in football today.
Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. We've covered the transfer portal news today. Both Michigan and Michigan State losing a Trey. And really, it just furthers the point. No one is safe. No one's your guy. There is no culture in a program. How do you have culture when it's year to year? You don't. We also talked about Jackson Jobe's debut. And, of course, a mock draft. So it's all there. Odyssey.com Rewind. I want to just expand on something Dave was talking about, Rico, with the rule changes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's open this up. If I make you the czar of the NFL, you're driving home from work right now, or you're listening in your cubicle, or any of you guys sitting right here with me. If I make you the czar, and you can pass one rule for the upcoming NFL season, what would it be? Because I know what mine is. I can go last. But David hinted at more expedited reviews. You brought up an example I'd love to make reviewable, and not from the Fox Chopper. Like, in that game, how about this? In any game, and you see one of these bogus roughing the passer calls?
Mm-hmm.
No, it should be expedited review from Skyhawk. Guys, that's not roughing the passer. Pick the flag up. Do not affect this game with that garbage.
Yeah.
Much less the Mahomes-Houston Texans thing.
Yeah.
Is that your rule?
No, Mike. Actually, the rule that I like is the rule you don't. I like the rule that you have in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl. Both teams get the ball.
Oh, you're doing the overtime thing.
I like the overtime.
No, it's not that I dislike it. It's just I hate how people moan about it.
No, both teams get the ball, so it allows you, because it now is going to bring a new chess match. Because if you get the ball first and you score, do you now go for two? Because if you get the ball second, the next team is going to go for two. You saw that what happened in the Super Bowl that year, where Kansas City was like, yeah, we knew we were going for two the whole time had we scored. So a new chess match goes in there. I like the fact that both teams get an opportunity for that. And, yeah, it's going to be rare. How many times do you get overtime? Not that often. So for everybody who cries, it's just going to make the game longer. Where else were you going? What else did you have planned?
What's your rule? I make it a czar one day. NFL owners meetings are going on now. You have a proposal. You get to lay the hammer down. What's the rule?
It's actually one that they just approved. It's that sky judge. Because I get so sick and tired of seeing a face mask that wasn't called. Something that happened in a sack or whatever. And I'm like, look, they can easily correct that. Easily correctable. Go out there and fix it. I love that because now you can make things right.
Okay, but here's the other side of it. And I obviously welcome you guys in at 248-539-9797. Look, David, we want to get things right, but at what cost? Now, if we're doing a lot of these reviews and it results in more penalties, more stoppages, or more just hearing from the refs, that can equal longer football games.
See, you're right. And I don't want the long review. I just want someone to buzz and say, nope, that was a face mask.
You want Rico up in that Fox job.
Let's just go back, redo that play.
I mean, because a lot of times, here's the thing. And Mike, I know I already have one. Or maybe, David, hey, we can use the Jumbotron. You don't have to use your cell phone. Okay, turn around, look up at that 50-yard screen, and now you can actually see what happened, just like everybody else in the arena and stadium does.
Rico wins. Stop having refs use a lunchbox to review plays. Yes.
Like you're seeing something special that we can't. We're all seeing the same thing.
And it's on an iPhone. Kenny, your one rule change out of the owners' meetings you would make.
It's similar to David's. I just want the sky judge not to delay the game any further because I think we can all agree that we don't want these games adding an extra hour worth of reviews. Nobody wants that. But if you see something obvious and clear, whether it's a hold,
how about pass interference?
PI, face mask.
Roughing the passer?
Roughing the passer is a big one, all right?
Right, yeah. Not you accidentally grazed the quarterback and he got shot.
Another one I think about is how to fix this quarterback fake slide thing, because that's the one that's bothered me last year.
I here's my thing. If you slide late, you deserve everything coming to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry.
My
rule's simple, and I'll get yelled at. I don't care. Two words, tush push. Get rid of it. I hate it. Not a football. It's not a football play. And I how about this? Whether it is or it isn't, I don't care. Ready? I don't like watching it.
You know what?
There. I don't like watching it.
Okay, Mike, now I can respect you. At least you're being honest.
I am.
It's not a football play. It's football.
No, play. I'm gonna come down to your level and just say, I don't like watching it.
I appreciate that.
I think it's a joke. Because it's just, there's no, it's, oh God, I wish they'd get rid of it. But it's safe for now is what I read. Yeah. It's not like a final thing. But I'm with you guys in this. I think officiating's terrible. I co-sign both of you. From a realistic standpoint, just get it right.
Yeah, that's it. Doesn't take 5 minutes. Because here's the problem with officials. They're so afraid of showing up their buddies. We don't care. It's a bad, everybody has a bad day, bad call. Quarterbacks throw interceptions, running backs fumble. You could have a bad call. Doesn't make you a bad person.
I need a quarterback sky judge. The only thing he watches is the quarterback because the roughing the passers are game-altering penalties.
And here's one that I really hope that happens. And
from guys, the chopper.
Not from the chopper. 248-539-9797. If you have a rule
What were you doing in the helicopter?
What was I doing?
Yes. Why were you in a helicopter?
I was up there with the pilot.
Okay, hold on a minute. David, for God's sakes. Mm. Explain.
That's why he's going to have a Christmas baby. I was with the pilot. We were gathering overhead footage of someplace.
Were you checking your traffic cameras and telling crews to get to the right?
I was the traffic camera.
You wait. Wait a second.
There were times where.
This is our traffic lady's origin story.
There were times where, yes, I was the traffic camera in the mornings. So the morning, the Fox 2 morning show would cut to the chopper for traffic. So, yeah. So, yeah, if there was a bad accident, we would fly over it and show people this is why you shouldn't go there.
So when she's thanking her traffic camera, she's really thanking you.
Well, not me, because I don't do that anymore. And now it's just one local company. At the time, every station had their own chopper when I was doing it. So
It's fascinating.
But now, no. But, yeah, you get the – or like – You know what? Case in point, like when the Lions last year won and everybody was out in the streets, the chopper would have been above showing all of downtown and people celebrating.
I learn something new every day. David,
but the other thing, real quick, bring the onside kick back.
Just onside kick.
Just get rid of it altogether, and it's 4th and 15 from your own 20.
You know what, Mike? You win.
Run a play.
Mike Vellini's going to take you to 6 o'clock, people.
Hooray.
I'm going to go get a Snickers.
If you wanted me to stay away from the tush-push thing, just, okay, no more onside kicks. It's 4th and 15. Here's the ball. It's your own 20. You get it, go on a drive. You don't, F you.
The other team gets the ball at your 20. I like that.
I don't know. That would be what I would do. Let's go to Dan. He can get first, last, and only word on this deal. Danny, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen. What? How are we doing?
Good.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I was talking to the screen. I cannot stand the spot foul on the PIs, man. It's backbreaking, and it puts the quarterback already as such an advantage. It gives the offense that much more of an advantage over the defense.
Look, Dan, the problem with pass interference and the way it's called, the NFL understands offense sells. You can't really cover people anymore. You can't, I shouldn't say that. You can't be physical, can't put your hands on anybody. It's a worse version of the NBA. And that's why the pass rush is your only defense. So, Dan, I hear you, but I don't know how you would change it. Once the toothpaste was out of the tube, after that famous Colts and Colts-Patriots game, mm-hmm. and they changed all the rules, Dan, I just don't think for their business model they're ever going to do it. It's why we talked about the NBA. They're never going to allow a bad boy style team or a going to work style team to win again.
100%. And like unless you've got some wide receivers that are 6'4" and 250 that convert to playing DB, how do you cover these guys? They're superhuman. When the deck is so much stacked against you, and then you get a 35-yard penalty.
If you want to change PI, make it the college application of it. It is no longer a spot foul. You're not going to get a free 48-yard penalty. I'll give you 10 yards. It's the same as defensive holding. You could do that. Oh, but what happens if somebody drags a receiver down? Guys, nothing's perfect. I can just tell you it's an absurdity to have a 58-yard penalty. Unless you shank someone and they are medevaced out of the stadium, you shouldn't get a 58-yard penalty.
Fair enough. That's one I don't think it will happen. But, yeah, the college pass interference rule, because corners know, okay, if you're beat, just tackle the guy.
Got an update on your Detroit Pistons and
the Rhodes?
Isaiah Stewart just punched a truck driver. Please get to the right for my crew. All right, got an update for you on your Detroit Pistons. The suspensions are out for the, brawl, fracas, whatever you want to call it. And please, I don't need 50 people calling to tell me Isaiah Stewart didn't start it. It doesn't matter. Once again, he was in the middle of it. It's just like last night. Dylan Brooks shouldn't have been thrown out of the game last night. You know why he was thrown out? He's Dylan Brooks. Mm-hmm. Beef Stew's getting the same label. I think he got off very fair here. Very light. Two games. DiVincenzo, who's a punk, a game. Ron Holland, dog in training. He's nasty. One game. Naz Reid, one game. Marcus Sasser, one game. But here's what's really interesting. David put this out here. That the Pistons account, were they responding to Shams or was it their own account?
It was their own account.
They decided to tweet out Detroit versus everybody. And I mean, the cliches are just, can we please stop? Honestly. Mm-mm. Why do we lean into this stuff so hard? It's a good place to live. We can drop it. Do we have to be so insecure? And it's always we do this with the Pistons.
Because they're embracing the city, Mike. Just like the same account has tweeted out, what up, Doe, and all of that. Like, they're rallying their people. You know what?
What people?
They're fans.
They haven't won a playoff game in 15 years.
Why you have to rally them. Because you got to say, hey, we got something going on here.
You know what we have?
And they're trying to take this away from you.
No, we have an all-star in Cade Cunningham. We have a coach who's actually trying and not a grifter in Monty Williams. For 1 year, we haven't had to talk about drama. We got a team that shoots it. They lead the league in dunks. They guard. I can talk about all the good stuff. You know what I don't need? Lazy-ass stereotypes. I'm not in the business of selling sweatshirts. I want to talk basketball. So I'm just tired of it. I get tired of leaning into that crap. Like somehow we're lesser than. Oh, poor Detroit. So we got to be us versus everybody. Or, oh, we got to be the bad boys. No, how about we can just be the best team in the league with one of the ascending stars in the game, and we're going to go get help for him, and we're going to go win the damn thing in the next 5 years. I get tired of the limiter. It's the same thing. You never hear the Wings do that crap. You never hear the Lions do that stuff, and you sure as it, well, the Tigers, I mean, hell, this town doesn't know they're awake.
I'm about to say, the Tigers just did that.
What do you mean?
With the whole Scooble thing.
No, that was a video, and it was pathetic because at the end of the video, if you're not announcing your contract extension, I don't need to hear from you.
No, but in the video, hit every Detroit bingo right, cliche.
It was all cliche?
Yeah.
So look, the suspensions, no big deal. I think he got off good there. Stewart's already been, this is his seventh suspension. He is a repeat offender. Very easily could have been more. So I'm glad the league didn't overdo it. But the next time he gets involved in something, you better hope it's not in the playoffs because it'll cost you. He's a good defensive player. I know he's a backup center. Stats don't tell the value. The value is rim protection, physicality, and look, he's a defensive anchor. I'm telling you, if they play the Pacers, no, it has nothing to do with that night 20 years ago. I'm talking about these two teams and the way they play and the high passion they have. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I can already see it. Stewart will get suspended. He'll launch somebody out of a cannon. So that's my one fear. But yeah, the Detroit versus everybody thing, just enough. Stand on your own 2 feet and you win because you're good. It's not you versus everybody. It's every city versus everybody. Stop with the cliches. Yes, Dave.
Because the point is, and you mentioned it to start the topic, is, you know, Pistons fans want to say, well, he didn't start it. That's the point, though. Because if you're in a playoff series, if you know you can agitate him or get him involved in something that is going to get him kicked out of a game,
yep.
We are in a very fine margin here to try to win a series. And if you miss him for a game or whatever happens and that cost you that game, you're now losing that series. That's important, people. So stop. Oh, it wasn't him that started it. Well, that is the problem. He gets involved in things that he shouldn't. Now, I'll say this, and I'll only accept it if it's this. If you're trying to protect your star, if Cade Cunningham gets involved in something happens to him and you want to go over there and protect him because you can't lose him because that will really lose a series or a game, I get it. But come on, Stewart is always involved.
Yeah, and that's the point. And again, last night you had Dylan Brooks inappropriately thrown out of a game. Why? He's Dylan Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't want to see that happen. And look, if you were playing the Bucks, hell, I'd be ready to guarantee you win a playoff series. The Bucks are toast without Lillard. I think it's coin flip at best against Indy. And I don't believe you're beating the Knicks. As long as Jalen Brunson is back, which all signs are pointing to, he will be. No, I don't think you're winning a 7-game set. I actually think it hurts the Pistons as a first-time playoff team and a bunch of young players. It hurts you to be in a 7-game series. The 5 gives you a chance to steal something, and the 7 is where cream rises to the top.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I want to see what it looks like when the draw comes out. And I'm excited we get playoff basketball, and I don't think teams are going to be thrilled to see this team. But I also, like, I don't need them to take on a persona other than who they are.
Yeah, except for the only time that they've won, been successful, they've worn this persona where we were the bad guys, we're the tough guys. This is Detroit, and I think they're trying to hone into the bad boys into going to work.
What team in basketball over the last decade has had that persona?
I understand. No, Mike.
Like, I'm sorry, but I'm just.
We're speaking the same language, but I just think that it's just easier for them to say, okay, let's be like the other past Pistons teams that were great, and this was the common denominator. They were tough guys, and they ticked off the leagues.
I think it helped Bickerstaff to get this thing off the ground. There's no question. Tap into the identity of the organization. What I'm saying is we don't need to escalate it.
No.
Because the escalation of it will reduce your odds of winning a title. The league is not going to look kindly on this. They didn't in the 90s, and they sure as hell didn't in 04. Don't make it harder on yourself. You got a real window to be real good here in the next 3 years.
Yeah, and that's why I always laugh whenever they show, like, whenever it comes down to the NBA Finals and they show all the past champions and they just skip over the Pistons each and every time. Because they don't want to acknowledge the fact that you actually won 3 of them.
Go to Spencer. He's got something to say about the Stones. We'll talk to him. 97.1.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey. Good.
I might have gotten in late on this, but are you guys like upset with the way Isaiah Stewart handled that, or is it just more of like looking forward that can't continue?
No, it's just looking forward. You didn't hear. I don't care enough to raise my voice about it. It's just he's got to keep his nose out of this crap, or it's going to hurt you in the playoffs. That's it.
I would hope he's smart enough to like pick and choose his spots. But as a young fan who's like looking for like anything to root for these teams, that's something I look at. I'm like, they love each other. These guys, like, I don't think Isaiah Stewart's just trying to get in the middle of these things because he wants to be on TV or he wants to be the tough guy. Like, I think he truly sees his teammate in a scenario, and that's who he is, as like a defender.
Yeah, but it's
and maybe
both.
You're talking to
Spencer, when you're finger pointing guys, when you're doing the chess thing with Detroit, you're playing a character.
Yeah.
Come on.
Is it bad that I love that?
No,
it
it's not bad.
I love that.
It's not bad, just like it's not bad that I don't.
But no, he did it for people like you, Spencer, who were like, hey, this is all about us and everybody hates us. And you know what? I'm standing up for you, Spencer. When I go out there, I'm fighting for you.
Yeah, and at the same breath, it's like I'm watching the basketball team do that, and then I'm watching my Red Wings be as soft as anything you could possibly be. And so when I see a team like the Pistons who are winning games and they're doing something that no one thinks they should be doing, that's probably part of the reason, is because they are nasty. They are a little gritty. The Lions are the same way.
Yeah, but
when
see,
you look at the Red Wings, I'm not trying to change the subject, but that team is so soft. There is none of that.
Well,
and you'll never be successful if you don't have a little bit of that inner grit, that inner love for each other that you are going to step up. And last thing I'll say before I hop off is, I would hope that Isaiah Stewart is smart enough that if they're in the playoffs, that he would not do something like that. That if it's game whatever against Minnesota, that is not the biggest deal. You can take a 2-game suspension, but that's it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you got it, Spencer. When you got 15 technicals and 7 suspensions, you lose the benefit of the doubt in my world. I'm going to hold my breath the minute somebody like looks at him the wrong way.
And you'd like to think that, he can separate the two. This is the playoffs, but for you, Mike, I hearken to Draymond Green in the NBA Finals.
Steven Adams' nutsack
cost his team a championship.
He did. Why? Because he couldn't help himself.
Yep.